Hey, before I listen to the sermon, read Romans chapter 1.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین رومیان فصل 1 رو بخونید.
And the title of today's sermon is What Concord Has Christ with Belial?
رابطه مسیح با بیل چیست؟
Yeah, Belial. Well, I will explain what that means.
And
this is one of these topics I really don't want to preach about because it's just a disgusting topic.
از موضوعایی هست که اصلا دوست ندارم در موردش صحبت کنم چون موضوعی اصلا زیبایی نیست. اصلا جذابیتی نداره.
I need to talk about it.
اما لازم
because it's so relevant in our world today.
چون تو دنیای امروزمون خیلی واقعیه.
And I want to talk about the sons of Belial.
در مورد
پسران
بیلیل صحبت بلیل خواهم صحبت.
It's a group that will come up all over the Bible.
که تو کل کتاب مقدس بارها نام برده شده.
And to just make sure that there's no confusion about who I'm talking about.
چون گیج نشین که در مورد چه گروهی دارم صحبت می‌کنم.
It's another term for reprobates.
بعضی یکی از اسمایی هست که
people who are rejected by God.
کافرانی که خدا ردشون کرده است نام برده شده. یکی از اسامی است که استفاده میشه برای اونهایی که خداوند ردشون کرده.
And of course that's the same group as we recognize as the LGBTQ+ etc. group.
این گروهایی هستیم که امروز اسمشو گذاشتیم
LGBTQ. If you have warm feelings towards this group,
اگر احساس خیلی مهربونی می‌کنیم به این گروه,
this is a time to leave.
این موضوعی که بهتره قبل از جلسه شما بریم بیرون چون ممکن عصبانی شید.
Find yourself another church to go to where they don't believe the Bible.
چون برین یک کلیسایی رو پیدا کنین که اصلاً در مورد کتاب مقدس صحبت نمی‌کنه.
The Bible does not speak positive about this group.
کتاب مقدس در مورد این گروه همجنسگرایان چیز درستی صحبت نمی‌کنه. زیاد علاقه خاصی نداره.
Yeah, they're a depraved bunch of people.
یه گروهایی هستن که کاملاً از خداوند دور شدن.
In fact, their perversion is an indicator.
در حقیقت اون رفتارشون نشونه و صفتی هست که به ما ثابت می‌کنه.
So we can see that this person has passed or across the line with God.
که بتونیم ببینیم که این طرف یا این فرد یک از اون خط خداوند گذشته.
So we can avoid them and protect our families from them.
که بتونیم ازشون دوری کنیم و خانوادهمون رو به امنیت برسونیم.
Especially our children.
مخصوصاً بچه‌هامون رو.
And my goal today is just give you some more understanding.
درکتون رو بیشتر کنم که منظورم چیه.
Of this group of people.
این گروه کیا هستن؟
Yeah, to see what the Bible has to say.
ببینیم کتاب مقدس در مورد این گروه چجوری حرف میزنه.
Yeah, because these are people that have joined the enemy.
با دشمن توی ارتش
these are people that are of the devil.
کسایی هستن که همکاران شیطان.
Now, let me first show you from the Bible
that
this term sons of Belial is the same as sons of the devil. Go to 2 Corinthians.
شیطان هم نام بود.
2 Corinthians 6. And read verses 14 till 16.
آیه 14 تا 16.
Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
زیرا یوغ ناموافق با ایمانان مروید، زیرا عدالت را با گناه چه رفاقت، نور را با تاریکی چه شراکت است، و مسیح را با بلیعال چه مناسبت، و مؤمن را با ایمان چه نصیب است. معبد خدا را با بت‌ها چه تفاوتی، زیرا شما معبد خدای زنده می‌باشید، چنانکه خدا گفت که در ایشان ساکن خواهم بود، در ایشان راه خواهم رفت، و خدای ایشان خواهم بود و ایشان قوم من خواهند بود.
Yeah, so Paul is teaching here that you shouldn't be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
پولس رسول میگه نامساوی یوغ پیدا نکنیم با کسایی که غیر ایمان دارن.
And of course the idea behind yoke is
منظور از یوغ
یعنی
دو تا حیوانی که وقتی یوغ می‌بندن یوغ می‌بندن
they have to go the same direction.
باید به یه سمت حرکت کنن هر دوتاشون. اگه نمیتونه یکی راست یکی چپ بره و یعنی حرکت نمیتونن بکنن.
The Bible says you shouldn't be locked in with unbelievers.
با غیر ایماندار یوغ نشین. نشین بهش به عنوان یک مسیحی که نتونی
the direction you don't want to go.
شما رو مجبور کنه به مسیری برین که نمیخواید.
And of course marriage is the prime example of such a yoke.
ازدواج یکی از اون یوک هاست که باعث میشه شما به
خاطر شده should not marry an unbeliever.
مسیحی غیر ایماندار نباید ازدواج کنه.
Because they have two completely different views of life and
رفتار زندگیشون دیدگاه زندگیشون کاملا از هم متفاوته.
Don't start a business with an unbeliever.
هم بیزینس یا یا یک شرکت یا شغلی رو با یک غیر ایماندار شروع
کنه. That will cause friction and problems.
چون بالاخره به مشکل میخوره.
You want to do what is right? They want to do and cheat.
مسیحی میخوای هر چه خوبه درست انجام بدی. میخواد سر دولت و کلا بذاره. میخواد پول بیشتری در بیاره.
And Paul gives us three opposites.
پولوس این
سه تا these opposites. بیشتر از to illustrate that further.
دو تا تضاد رو نشون داده که برامون بازش کنه که چرا این مشکل وجود داره.
What fellowship had righteousness to do with unrighteousness?
یه نیکوکاری با غیر نیکو، یه پاکی به ناپاکی چه رابطه‌ای داره؟
What communion has light with darkness?
مشارکت نور با تاریکی چیست؟
Yeah, these are exact opposites.
دقیقاً نور و تاریکی yeah, then, ضد نقیض هم هستند. ضد در هم دیگه است.
What has Christ to do with Belial?
با بیل چه رابطه‌ای
داره؟ What would be the other spectrum, end of the spectrum, if Christ is on one side?
یه مسیح اینوره، ضد مسیح کیه؟
And the answer, the devil, Satan.
شیطانه
yeah. The terms بایل. Sons of Belial.
پسر بعیل وقتی
میگن. It's the same as sons of the devil.
شیطان.
Now, let me give you a New Testament for, example of that.
دوباره یه آیه دیگه
But actually Jesus calls people sons of the devil.
مسیح اونها رو پسر شیطان میخونه. یوحنا 8
verse 44.
آیه 44.
Yeah, and he's talking about to the religious leaders here. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
شما از پدر خود ابلیس می باشید و خواهش‌های پدر خود را می خواهید به عمل آورید. او از اول قاتل بوده در راستی ثابت نمی باشد از آن چه که در او راستی نیست هرگاه به دروغ سخن می گوید از ذات خود می گوید زیرا دروغگو و پدر دروغگویان است.
Yeah, so you had these religious leaders accusing and attacking Jesus.
And رهبرای مذهبی رو داشتیم که حمله میکنن و توهین میکنن به عیسی مسیح.
We see Jesus basically telling them, hey,
عیسی مسیح اینجا بهشون میگه,
your father is the devil.
پدرتون شیطانه.
In other words, you are children of the devil.
تو فرزندان شیطانی.
Yeah, go to Matthew 23.
متا 23 رو بخونید.
Matthew 23 verse 15.
آیه 15.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
وای بر شما ای کاتبان فریسیان ریاکار زیرا که دریا و خشکی را می‌گردید تا مرید پیدا کنید و چون پیدا شد او را دو مرتبه پستر از خود پسر جهنم می‌سازید.
Now here we see the same group of people being addressed as children of hell.
به عنوان پسران جهنم نام برده میشن.
And that's what they're also producing. They produce other children of hell.
پسر جهنم متولد میکنه یه پسر جهنمی
دیگر. Here we are talking about false prophets.
در مورد نبیای دروغگو
داریم صحبت میکنیم. Because that's what these
Pharisees were. فریسیان اون زمان دروغگو بودن.
Yeah, sons of Belial.
پسر بعیل.
Now we as Christians are called sons of God.
پسر خداوند خوانده
شدیم. Yeah, we are on the opposite side.
ما درست بر ضد اونا هستیم. یه ضدشونیم.
Not everybody who is not a Christian.
هر کسی که مسیحی نیست.
Is a son of Belial.
پسر بعیل نیست.
Most people are not.
اکثر مردم نیستن.
Yeah, this term sons of Belial or sons of the devil.
پسر شیطان.
Yeah, it's used for very wicked people.
برای آدم‌های خیلی پلیدی استفاده میشه.
And that's because they will behave like little devils.
مثل شیطان رفتار می‌کنن.
They will do the bidding of the devil.
مثل شیطان قدم برمی‌دارن.
And they will go into all unrighteousness.
می‌رن به همه ناپاکی‌ها برسن.
And these people cannot be changed anymore.
تمام اونها هیچ وقت دیگه عوض نمی‌شن.
They are rejected by God.
خداوند ردشون کرده.
Yeah, because they rejected him first.
چون اول اونها خدا رو ردشون کردن.
There's no hope for salvation.
امیدی برای نجات وجود نداره. خداوند تموم کرده.
Most people are not in this category.
اما اکثر مردم
yeah,
تو این
for most people there is hope to be saved.
اکثر مردم امید آزادی هست.
And that hope is there.
امید هست.
Yeah, most of the time till they physically die.
تا زمانی که جسمانی بمیرن.
Yeah, because afterwards they will be rejected by God if they have not chosen to trust in Jesus.
اگر دنبال اعتماد مسیح نرن خداوند بعد از مرگ ده ردشون
Yeah, so what I want to do to today is just go over the Bible and look at scriptures where this term comes up. Sons of Belial. And look at the character of the people that are described. And you will see that what we just read in Romans 1.
Yeah,
at the end we had this list. That's a list that they are matching. And of course Romans 1 is the main chapter that deals with the reprobates or sons of Belial in the New Testament.
Let's
read those verses again. 26 still 32. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful, who knowing the judgment of God, the day which commits such that are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
از این سبب خدا ایشان را به هوس‌های شرم‌آور تسلیم نمود، به نوعی که زنانشون نیز عمل طبیعی را به آنچه خلاف طبیعت است تبدیل نمودند. و همچنین مردان هم کارگون طبیعی زنان را ترک کرده از شهوات خود با یکدیگر سوختند. مرد با مرد مرتکب اعمال زشت شده، سزای شایسته خطای خود را در خود یافتند. و چون روا نداشتند که خدا در دانش خود نگاه دارند، خدا ایشان را به ذهنی ناپسند واگذاشت تا کارهای ناشایسته به جا آورند. مملو از هر نوع ناراستی و زنا و شرارت و طمع و خواست، پر از حسد و قتل و جدال و مکر و بدخویی، تهمت زنندگان و غیبت کنندگان و دشمنان خدا و اهانت کنندگان و متکبران و لافزنان و ابداع کنندگان و چیزهای بد و نافرمان به والدین، بی فهم و بی وفا و بی عاطفه و سرسخت و بی رحم. زیرا هرچند حکم خدا عادل، حکم عادلانه خدا را می دانند که مرتکبان چنین کارها مستوجب مرگ هستند، نه فقط آنها را انجام می دهند، بلکه آنانی را که مرتکب آنها می شوند نیز تایید می کنند.
Yeah, that is not a pleasant list.
List is zibayi
nist. And it says they are on all these things.
میگه در همه
whatever they can do in this list, they will
do. هر کاری که تو این لیست باشه انجام میدن.
You might say, why do we need to know this?
چرا من باید در مورد این صحبت کنم؟
First of all, the Bible talks about it.
اول از همه اینکه آیه کتاب مقدس. پس وقتی خداوند گفته، پس مهم بوده که گفته.
Second,
خوبه که در موردش صحبت کنی.
Christians are getting hurt.
مسیحیای امروز ما آسیب میبینن.
No knowledge about this.
به خاطر اینکه اطلاعاتی در موردش نداشتن.
And they're unable to recognize these people.
و غیر قابل تصوره که درکش کنن.
Third, our society is on a literal mission to promote these sons of Belial.
جامعه امروز ما و مکان تبلیغ این گروه شده.
As something
یه چیزیه که
something good.
خوب امروز. خوبه که
society promotes depraved human beings.
جامعه ما انسان‌هایی که از راه دور شدن.
God is done with.
خداوند ردشون کرده.
And make them in some کind of protected class of people.
حالا جزو یه گروه که یه کلاس مخصوص حفاظت شده مخصوص قرار
people will try to defile children and molest them.
که از بچه‌ها سوء استفاده می‌کنن و به بچه‌هامون آسیب می‌رسونن و آسیب جنسی می‌رسونن.
People get offended about this.
و اونها رو می‌خوان حفاظت کنن. می‌دونم که بعضی ناراحت می‌شن.
I know this nice person was gay, was homo.
من که هم جنس بازه رو می‌شناسم، آدم خوبی، همه‌شون بچه باز نیستن.
That's either because they're not got caught yet.
اولی چرا بچه باز نیستن؟ چون اول هنوز دستشون گرفته نشده بچه باز باشن،
یا
که موقعیت نداشتن که باشن. بهشون وقت بدین، آخر سر به بچه بازی هم میرسن.
They will molest children.
از بچه ها سوء استفاده خواهند کرد.
They will molest your children if
بچه های شما رو آسیب میرسونن بهشون اگر مراقب نباشید. باید از حفاظت کنیم بچه هامون رو از این هیولاهای دنیا.
And you need to have some knowledge from the Bible.
دانش کتاب مقدس باید بدونیم که درک کنیم.
And be able to recognize
them. و درک کنیم که چرا این مشکل
وجود داره. So I'll just start at the beginning, the first time this term comes up.
اولین باری که در کلام خداوند این نام استفاده میشه.
And you'll be surprised how many times it comes up.
خیلی جالبه براتون که جالب خواهد بود. چند بار خداوند نام برده.
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
فصل 13.
And we're going to read for now from 6 till 11.
6 تا 11.
If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or thy wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are around about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him. neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he had sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you.
اگر برادر تنی تو یا پسرت یا دخترت یا زنی که هم آغوش توست یا رفیقت که همچون جان خیش عزیزش می‌داری تو را در نهان فریفته سازد و بگوید بیا تا رفته خدایان غیر را عبادت کنید که نه شما آنها را می‌شناسید و نه پدرانتان از خدایان اقوامی که اطراف شمایند خواه نزدیک به شما خواه دور از یک کران زمین تا کران دیگر تسلیم او مشوید و سخنش را گوش مگیرید چشمان شما بر او شفقت نکند و دل بر وی مسوزانید و او را پنهان مکنید بر شماست که او را بکشید نخست خود دست به کشتن دراز کنید و پس از شما تمامی جماعت را سنگدار کنید تا بمیرد زیرا بر آن شد که شما را از یهوه خدایتان که شما را از سرزمین مصر از خانه بندگی بیرون آورد منحرف سازد و چون قوم اسرائیل جملگی بشنوند خواهم ترسید و دیگر بار کسی در میان شما مرتکب اشرارت نخواهد شد.
Yeah, so these are instructions to God's people in the Old Testament. Now, what's the problem that's brought up? Now, that if there is somebody among God's people who is trying to lead them away from God, trying them to worship other gods, that person is to be put to death. And the Bible warns, don't hide the person. Don't cover this up. Yeah, don't give favor to these people because it's your family, because it's your friends.
Yeah,
these people are not to be pitied.
And
you might think, that sounds harsh.
Now, here is what you need to do.
Stop having a soft heart for the perpetrator. And start having a soft heart for the victims whose lives will be ruined.
Yeah?
Now, read on. Read on to the next verses. Yeah, because the story continues. Read 12 to 14. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire, and make search, and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth, and if the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you.
12 to 14. اگر درباره یکی از شهرهایی که یهوه خدایتان برای سکونت به شما میدهد بشنوید که برخی اشخاص فاسد از میان شما بیرون رفته مردمان شهر را منحرف ساخته و گفتند بیایید تا رفته خدایان غیر را که شما نمیشناسید عبادت کنیم. آنگاه تفحص و تحقیق کرده به دقت پرسجو کنید. اگر دیدید آن امر صحت دارد و شکی نیست که آن عمل کراهت آور در میان شما رخ داده است بخونم
14
We're going to read more of it. But. Yeah, so here we have the same situation, but now it's not an individual. It's not your family member, it's not your friends. Now it's about the whole city.
Yeah?
If you hear that in one of those cities that I've given you, that you have these children of Belial, these children of the devil, yeah, and they have drawn the people away to serve false gods,
then
you need to figure out if that's true. You need to deal with this.
Yeah,
because this is an abomination to God.
Yeah,
God hates idolatry.
Yeah?
Now read the next verses. What should they be doing? Verse 15 to 16.
به یقین باید مردمان آن شهر را از دم تیر بگذرانید. شهر را با هر آنچه در آن است همراه چهارپایانش از دم تیر گذرانده به نابودی کامل بسپارید. همه غنایم آن را در وسط میدان شهر گرد آورده شهر را با همه غنایمش برای یهوه خدایتان چون قربانی تمام سوز و آتش بسوزانید و برای همیشه تری باشد و دیگر بار ساخته نشود.
Thou shalt surely smite inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof, with the edge of the sword, and thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof ever with, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be a heap forever, it shall not be built again. O poor sons of Belial. We shouldn't be too harsh on these people. These false teachers who hate God.
Okay.
What about the people in the city? Because how are you to deal with such a city?
Where this
that city gets wiped out. That's pretty severe. It's in danger to the existence of the entire city.
خطر داره برای کل شهر.
If they do not deal with these sons of Belial,
اگر با اون پسرای بعیل کنار
نیاین
و اونها یواش یواش کلشون از خدا دور میشن.
So what do these children of the devil do? They lead people away from God.
فرزندان شیطان چیکار میکنن؟ قوم خدا از خداوند دور میکنن. اونها مثل معلمین دروغی میمونن.
They're like people today.
مثل مردم امروز میمونن.
Went into churches.
که وارد کلیسا میشن.
Who go around.
میرن بیرون.
Teaching false doctrines.
درسای دروغی رو به همه میدن.
To lead people away.
که دور رهبری کنن مردم رو به دور
If not dealt with,
اگر با اونا کنار نیاییم
it will destroy a whole church.
برخورد نکنیم کل کلیسا رو نابود میکنیم.
Yeah, that's when if you know somebody who goes around teaching false things in this church.
اگر میدونیم کسی تو کلیسا هست و درسای دروغی داره بین همه
پخش میکنه. That are against or different than what I'm teaching from this pulpit.
حرفشون با حرفی که توی کلیسا زده میشه و اعتقاد
Because that needs to be dealt with.
من لازمه بدونم و باید باهاشون رو در رو برخورد کنم.
That is people who are trying to destroy the church from the inside.
پشت سر و حرف میزنن از درون میخوان کلیسا رو نابود کنن و این غیر قابل قبول.
These sons of Belial hate God so much that they actively try to lead people away from God. They work against God.
Yeah,
what did we read in Romans 1? They are haters of God. They don't want even to retain God in their knowledge.
Now,
again, not every person who teaches a false doctrine is a son of Belial. Yeah, but this is one of the things that these people do.
So this is a marker.
Let's look at the next mention of the sons of Belial in the Bible.
It's in
Judges. The book of Judges. Read Judges from Judges 19. And this is a story, this is a messed up story anyway.
Yeah.
This is about a Levite who has a concubine,
which is kind of a
living girlfriend, yeah,
which
is not right. But he's traveling to a city. Or actually, he arrives in the city because it's late of the name of Gibeah. Now we're not going to go there, but if you look in the book Hosea, that's Gibeah is actually mentioned as a place where wickedness had taken place.
Where is that?
Judges 19. Can you translate?
I need to find the name of the city.
Gibeah.
I don't know where that is.
Judges 19.
Where is that?
I don't know which verse it is exactly.
Jeb'ah. Shahre Jeb'ah.
Yeah. So if we don't go there, but if you go to the book of Hosea, you'll see that it's being referred to as a city where there's wicked, where has been wickedness.
Shahre Jeb'ah, shahre palit khunde mishe.
Yeah, keep that in mind. It's also a city that, for the book of Hosea, also speaks a lot about Baal worship. Yeah, again, devil worship. Yeah. So they're entering in the city in the evening. Yeah, this Levite and his concubine. They want to stay in the streets. But this old man stresses, no, don't stay in the streets. Come to my house. Yeah, you wonder if he knew something. Yeah?
Now,
start reading from Judges 19, verse 22. Now, as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about and beat at the door. And spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into that house, that we may know him.
و چون به عیش و شادی مشغول بودند، اینک برخی از اراذل شهر خانه را احاطه کردند و در را به شدت کوفته به مرد صاحب خانه گفتند مردی را که به خانه درآورده بیرون بیاور تا با او هم بستر شویم. مرد صاحب خانه نزد ایشان بیرون آمد و به ایشان گفت: نه ای برادران من، تمنا دارم چنین شرارتی مورزید، از آنجا که این مرد به خانه من درآمده است، این عمل زشت را مرتکب مشوید.
Yeah, so here we have the sons of Belial mentioned again.
And
in the evening, they have decided to go to the house of this man, this old man, because they want the Levites. So they may know him. And of course, this is about not having a chat with him to make a friend. This is knowing as in Adam knew Eve and she conceived. This is about man abusing a man. This is about what we read in Romans 1, verse 26 and 27.
Yeah?
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change in nature. Natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burnt in their lust one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
What verse?
26 and 27.
از این سبب خدا ایشان را به هوسای شرم‌آور تسلیم نمود و نوعی که زنانشان نیز عمل طبیعی را به آنچه خلاف طبیعت است تبدیل نمودند و همچنین مردان هم کاربرد طبیعی زنان را ترک کرده از شهوات خود با یکدیگر سوختند. مرد با مرد مرتکب اعمال زشت شده سزای شایسته خطای خود را خواهد
یافت. So what are these men, these sons of Belial, into?
مردها این پسران بعیل چیکار می‌کردند؟ همجنس.
Yeah, and that's not normal. That is unnatural. No normal man lusts after another man. No normal woman lusts after another woman. Yeah, that is not how God created us. That is against nature. Now the world thinks this is normal behavior. The world promotes it. Yeah, in the world, if you speak out against it, they come after you. Yeah, but to God it's an abomination. And to us it should be an abomination. Yeah, this is something that the sons of Belial do. Children of the devil. Go back to Judges 19.
I
read the next two verses.
23 and 24.
And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, Nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house. Do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you, but unto this man do not so vile a thing.
مرد صاحب خانه نزد ایشان بیرون آمد و به ایشان گفت: نه ای برادران من، تمنا دارم چنین شرارتی مورزید، از آنجا که این مرد به خانه من در آمده است، این عمل زشت را مرتکب مشوید. اینک دختر باکره خودم و مطعه او اینجایند، بگذارید ایشان را نزد شما آورم. آنان را بی حرمت سازید و هرچه در نظرتان پست آید با ایشان بکنید، ولی با این مرد چنین کار شنیعی مکنید.
Yeah, so the old man tries to convince the man not to do this.
And
he even offers his daughter and the Levite's concubine. Right, we'll take them. And of course, this is bizarre, this is wrong, this is wicked.
Yeah,
it is really a messed up story.
Yeah,
but in his eyes,
yeah,
this would still be a lot better than what these men were about to do. Yeah, because he describes that as something wicked. Don't do this wicked thing.
He was described as folly,
as something vile, as something disgusting. Yeah, read verse
25.
But the man would not hearken to him, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them. And they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go.
ولی آن مردان نخواستند به او گوش گیرند. پس آن مرد متعه خود را گرفته او را واداشت تا نزد ایشان بیرون رود و آنها تمام شب تا صبح با او همبستر شده بی اسمتش می کردند و سپید دم رهایش نمودند.
Now if you read the story further, you will see that she actually dies. Yeah, they actually killed her.
میکشنش.
Yeah, so these sons of Belial.
پسرای بعید.
Yeah, they end up abusing the Levite's concubine.
از اون اون دوست دختر یا اون لاوی که اون
which shows you these people go both ways.
که هر دو طرفه رابطه دارن.
Yeah, and they're very wicked people.
چه زن باشه چه مرد فرقی نمیکنه و آدمای پلیدی هستن.
And if you read the story further, the Levite ends up sending pieces of his deaf concubine to the other tribes.
لاوی اون تیکه های متعشش اون رابط اون خانومش که باهاش بوده رو میفرسته به اون.
This has happened.
میگه این اتفاق افتاده.
And the tribe gets upset.
و اون قوم ناراحت میشه به خاطر از دست دادن دخترشون.
They will have war with these people and the city is being wiped out.
و کل شهر میسوزه نابود میشه.
They're all because of these sons of Belial.
همه به خاطر
پسران بعید که
اجازه داده شد که در اینجا این رابطه
داشته people would burn with lust for the same gender.
کسایی که شهوت داشتن برای هم جنس خودشون.
Now to the point that they cannot even leave a random guest alone.
حتی یه دوست یه مهمونو نمیتونن رها کنن. باید بهش حمله کنن.
And they're being unmerciful and murderers.
قاتلن و حتی دلرحمی برای کسی ندارن.
And in the end, they actually get the punishment they deserve.
در آخر سرم اون مجازاتی که حقشون بوده رو به دست میارن.